You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Beis Hashem, on Sunday, we will have Pesach Sheni. What is Pesach Sheni? The Torah tells us in Parshas Ba'alo Yischo, the Pesach Sheni was when there were a few people that were tmeim and they couldn't do the Pesach. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Lama Nigora, how could you miss out? Moshe Rabbeinu brought the request to Hashem. Hashem said, you're right, and gave them another Pesach in the Tayyar Pesach Sheni. Now question number one, very simple, obvious question, is when is Pesach Sheni? What date? Yudaled Nisan. Year. Why Yudaled year? Why wait so long? A Tmei Meis, a dead person, a person who touched the dead, and he becomes Tamei, he can purify himself within a week. Shiva Yomim. So why wait so long? Why have to wait until you dial the Nisan to go and do Pesach Sheni? Should be able to do it earlier. Let's check. The Baal HaTurim over there in Parshas Ba'alo Yischo gives us a little bit of an answer, which is not understood. He says, what's the reason we're waiting so long? He says, Lefiki Shema'abri Mashana, when you have an Ibu Yor, like we're going to have next year, as Iyor Bimkom Nisan. So then, year, like if we would have had another month this year, so then Sunday would be Erev Pesach. But we didn't.
Adam Pesach is Nisan.
Yeah, so what? I mean, what happens in the year that you have Hebrew year? What is the point? What's the idea? Furthermore, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, what's the difference between Pesach Sheni and regular Pesach? The Gemara brings the differences. And one major difference is that Pesach, you now only have chametz, bali yor, bali matzah. Pesach Sheni, you can have chametz in your house. Discussion in the Achronim, can you have Pesach, can you eat the Pesach with chametz? But you definitely don't have a Yisro, bali yor, bali matzah. But you do have the other mitzvahs of Pesach, like matzos and meroyim. And the obvious question is, so what is this? If we are having a Pesach, so have a full Pesach with chametz. If you're not having a Pesach, so don't have it. Well, what is the middle ground? You're doing a Pesach, you're not really doing it, you're doing it a month later. How do you look at that Pesach? Is it a Pesach? Maybe it's a whole new thing. Chor Pesach includes anything you don't have chametz. This one does have chametz. So why even call it Pesach? And finally, we find in Halacha Lemaise that we have Nefkaminas today regarding Pesach Sheni. What is Nefkaminas? What do we have in Halacha? I mean, it says there is a minug that most have not to say tachron on Pesach Sheni. There's even a big discussion in the Paiskim. What happens when you have a tainis? You have a fast. For example, the fast of Behab, which we're going to have next week. Behab, Monday, Thursday, Monday, that many people are annoying to do. What happens if Pesach Sheni falls on Behab? Some hold the Pesach Sheni will doiche, will push off Be'ab. So we, and so to some effect, at least according to some in Hagim, we're doing Pesach Sheni today as well, to a certain extent. I mean, we're not actually doing the Pesach, but we have. We don't only say Tachnun, and it pushes off other Taniers, the other Minhagim that we have. And the question is, why is Pesach Sheni relating to us today? Pesach Sheni was some, you know, we gave some opportunity for some people who lost their face to do Pesach Sheni. What does that have to do with us? Today, you know, in today's day, what do we have in Pesach Sheni? What type of connection we have today to Pesach Sheni? So we'll start with something we started talking about in the past. I think even last year's shiur on Pesach Sheni and Lag B'Omer. And that's what Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, my Rebbe, used to always discuss in this time. And that is, how does Pesach Sheni start? Pesach Sheni starts with the fact that a few people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told him, we missed out. And they said, Vayu anash meshiyu tmein lefesh adam, there were people that were not pure. V'lo yachlos is a Pesach b'yomo, they couldn't do Pesach. V'yikavu lefin Moshe b'nei Aaron b'yomo, they went in front of Moshe and Aaron. They told him, Eilof, anachnu tmein nefesh adam, we are tamei. Lama nigora, why will we miss out? Levilti akrivis korbanos shemoyadu. We can't bring the korban in the right time. So what do they say? Lamani gora. Why should we miss out? What kind of question is lamani gora? What do you mean lamani gora? Lamani gora because you can't do it. No, but I want to do it. Okay, but there's a specific time to do it. You missed out. Lenu, someone was in the hospital, and he was not functioning, and he missed sukkahs. Can he come back and say, "Oh, I want to do a sukkah. I want to do our meaning." Saying, it's chaval, you missed out. I mean, it's not your fault. You're not going to be punished for it. We want us to create a new sukkahs. A person missed out at Kiyas Shofar. He couldn't do Kiyas Shofar. He said, come out in the middle of a month later and say, let's do Shofar. Well, what kind of time is it, Lamin Igor? I mean, it's very nice. But, I mean, why are we even responding to such a claim? What's going on over here? What's the Lamin Igor? So Moshe Shapiro explained the following. Said, you're right. Really, there's no tain over here. There's no claim. But there is an introduction here to something new. There's an introduction here to a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes acts or performs or gives us something because we demand it. We don't deserve it. It's not our real claim to say it's not fair. But because someone is yearning for something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him. Not because he has a right, you know, legal claim, but because he wants it so much. An example to that, the Moshe always brought, is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says that when Chana, the mother of Shmuel and Navi, you know the story, she had no child, she went to Beis HaMikdash, she davened, it was the Mishkan actually then, she davened to Hashem, and she said, and she asked for a son. and it says, the Gemara says, she said the pasuk, "Vatida neda v'toymer Hashem tzavokos." She said the name tzavokos. Omar belozu miyom shebara kodesh bochu solomoy. From the day that Kodesh Bochu created the world, loya adam shekar la Kodesh Bochu tzavokos. Nobody called Hashem tzavokos. Ad shebaso Chano v'karito tzavokos. Until came Chano and used this name. And what does this name mean in this case? From everything that you create in the world, from all the armies, tzvois is lashon armies. Tzava, you have so many armies. It's hard for you to give me one son. And the Gemara says, "Moshel ma'adavardim." Will give you an analogy. A king made a meal for his servants. Came a poor person stand on the door. Give me one piece. He jumped in and ran to the king. And my master, because from the whole this entire meal you did, it's hard for you to give me one piece of bread. So what is the word bringing the mashal over here? So point to Aaron Moshe. This Ani running into the king doesn't deserve anything. The king did a meal for his servants. He doesn't have to give him more than what the person deserves. But this guy jumped in and told the king, "Please have mercy on me. I'm begging you, give it to me." So he gave it to him. Chano doesn't deserve to get a son, not necessarily because what type of tain is it? Called Tzivit Tzavah Shebarasa B'Lamecha Keshbocha. You created so much in the world. Give me something. Obviously, Keshbocha has his own cheshbonos. Whatever a person gets is what he deserves. So if Hashem, what do you mean? Keshbocha has a lot. Obviously, it's endless to the power of Hashem. So what does it mean? What is Chana saying? It's not a taina, logical taina. It's not a legal thing. I deserve it. It's yearning. It's a request that comes from below that Kodesh Baruch Hu responds to. What the Chiddush of Pesach Sheni was, not that Laman Yigara was a claim to come back. Pesach, we know, is the one of the only mitzvahs to say, the mitzvah of doing, that if a person doesn't do it, he gets a karis. Usually the karis is one of the worst punishments possible. The machlokes is showing what it means. But at a certain extent, means a person is cut off. Karis lashon krisa, it's cut off. Karis is usually given for all the lamed vav krisas, 36 krisas that's brought down the Gemara. Most of them are for loisase. Person does something wrong, and this week's parasha, Achrei Mois Kedoshim, We're going to have a lot of the karmas that we have in the Torah. Person does something which is improper. But there's only twice when a person refrains from doing the right thing that he gets a karmas. And that's Mila and Pesach. So the people of they're saying, we're missing out on one of the most important mitzvahs possible. Lamani Gora. They were yearning and saying, please give it to us. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to give us. There was here a gilui, a revelation, that sometimes, even a person doesn't deserve, but if he really yearns for it and wants to do it for the right reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will apply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his request coming from him. Sometimes a person has the ability to create something new. It's well done, and in Sfarim, Tzaddik speaks about it as well. There really this idea that a person can create something and ask for something that we see over here. The ultimate one, the ultimate request, the ultimate initiation that a person has in the world is what's called Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh means that a person can go and create Torah. He can initiate his own thought. He can go ahead and say his own svara, his own idea, his own logical concept. And based on that, there will be Torah in the world. Based on that, as the Medrash would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will quote him up in Shemayim. He's initiating it. That's a derivative, so to speak, from this concept. A person can start something. It was a new chiddush in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in and introduced to the world. You should know that a person, if he's yearning for something, starting something, initiating something, that can create something new. That's what Pesach Sheni began.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
2 weeks ago, we started speaking about the concept of what is Chodesh Iyar and Sfiras HaOmer. And we said that time of Pesach is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave to Am Yisrael things that they didn't deserve. We didn't do anything. We didn't deserve to go to Mitzrayim. As the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kriyas Yam Suf, Halolu Avdi Avi Deserve, Halolu. They don't deserve to go out. When we get to Shavuos, as Beit Hashem will speak in the next few weeks, when we get to Shavuos, that's when Am Yisrael is a Bar Ochi, is an Adam to come and receive Torah. Now you have partners in Torah. We always mention this idea that the two parts of the Luchas, one part is Mitzvah Shevinon Lamakoyim, and the other part is Shevinon L'Chaveira. Why is Mitzvah Shevinon L'Chaveira stand on its own? Why don't you have Mitzvah Shevinon L'Shabbos or Mitzvah Shevinon L'Migdash? It's another subcategory of the Torah. But the Mitzvah Shevinon L'Makoyim is the, and Mitzvah Shevinon L'Chaveira, these two parts of Torah refer to the two partners in Torah. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah, and you have Am Yisrael receiving Torah. You have mitzvahs that refer to the one who gives the Torah, Mitzvah Shevinon L'Makoyim, and you have the mitzvahs towards the people that receive the Torah, Mitzvah Shevinon L'Chaveira. When you get the Shavuos, you get into a full partnership in Torah. The Luchos is given to Am Yisrael. They need to get it. They need to receive it. In the process in between is when Am Yisrael is creating their own self. Here is Am Yisrael is going to receive Torah. Here is the one we're building up. We mentioned 2 weeks ago that we have three concepts or three basics in Yiddishkeit. Kuchabrichu, Yisrael v'Reis Ochadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Yisrael. Pesach is Gil Hashem in the world. In Yisgalo Aleim Melech Malchi Amlochim. Shavuos obviously is the Gil of Torah in the world. And in between is the build of Yisrael in the world. Am Yisrael are building themselves up to get the Torah. As the Medrash, we didn't bring it in, but the Medrash just found it recently. The Medrash tells us that Shir Hashir, the Medrash says, brings a marshal that when Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, why didn't they get the Torah right away? So they bring a marshal for a king that his son just got up from a sickness. So the teacher that was teaching the son said, okay, let's take the son and let's start teaching him. Let's bring him back to school. So Amar Lo Melech, the king told him, Adayin Lo Yibab Bni Bezivoy. He didn't come back yet to himself. He's not yet, doesn't look good yet. He's still a little pale. Shishtana Micholyoy. Elis Aden Vis Aneg Bni Kishloish Chadoshim. Let him heal. Let him relax for 3 months. The Macha Mishte Vachaka Yechli school. He didn't go to school. Kach Beshoshi to Yisoy Mitzrayim. I'm so let Mitzrayim. Hayu Balei Mumin. They were, you know, they're missing. Shmuel told him, Amalach told him, give them Torah. Shmuel says, let's give them some time. Elisadnu bonad gimel chadashim, baber, umon, uslov. Let's let them, you know, heal on the Mitzrayim and be ready to get the Torah. Over here, when we're going in the process from Pesach to Shavuos, you have the buildup of Am Yisrael who received the Torah. You have your buildup of the Mekabler Torah, of the people that will receive it, the Am Yisrael. Yisrael Shabbachar Espar are building themselves up over here. That's the 49 days of the Omer, is the 49 stages. The Am Yisrael going stage after stage until the buildup. And here comes another maybe depth. What is Pesach Sheni all about? The why we wait till you dial the year for Pesach Sheni? It says in the Zohar that the Pesach that we have, the matzah Pesach that we all have, lasts, the effects of that thing is last for 30 days. And the 30th day is you dial the year. That's, so to speak, the last day of the Pesach. What we have left over at Pesach. According to one Girsa in the Medrash, it depends, Rashi brings one, we're not going to go into the whole discussion, but how long, when did the mon come down? That's also the Baal Turim that we just quoted. The mon started coming down, according to one Pshita, on Tesvav Iyar, the day after Pesach Sheni. And what did they eat until Pesach Sheni? They ate the matzah when they were left out of Mitzrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim with matzahs, and that matzah lasted for 30 days. So Tzadik puts the connection between the Zohar and the Gemara and the Medrash that tells us it's like, so to speak, Pesach lasts for 30 days until we get to Pesach Sheni. Until then, we're still under the hashpois and the influence of Pesach, and we get to Pesach Sheni. So in Pesach Sheni, the last day of that effect, you tell, okay, anybody who's still missing, as Zohar says, like, you still want to get connected to the king, here's your last chance. That's what Pesach Sheni is on this date. And it comes out is that this day you have that switch. Meaning Am Yisrael going out of Pesach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. And they're building up themselves, they get to Shavuos where they're going to receive Torah. Where is the time where you have that switch, that change? It's like a kid who's growing slowly. He's about to go to school, but you see that he's maturing. He's graduating. Where do you see that? Where is that? You're starting to see that effect of the binyan, of the build-up to get to Shavuos. You start seeing him in Pesach Sheni. I mean, that's what Tzadik says on Pre-Tzadik. Pesach Sheni is when you have that switch. Until now, you're still under the effects of Pesach. When you get out of the effect of Pesach, you're getting out over here in Pesach Sheni. So says the Imre Noyam, Shasev Chassidus, brought down this idea that the Pesach reflects, goes on until Pesach Sheni, and now is the preparation to Shavuos. The next 3 weeks from here is the days to get to Shavuos, is the day of the change, and now you're getting into starting building up to, you know, until now we belong to Pesach, from here we belong to Shavuos. The whole process is to go from one to another. But when is that switch happen? When is like you change it from one side to another is over here. Maybe you can add to it that from today, from Pesach Sheni until Shavuos, it's exactly, you, when you count both, it's 22 days. It's 3 weeks of 22 days. Which is equivalent to two other times in the year that we count 3 weeks. You have 22 days that starts from Rosh Hashanah and ends in Shmini Atzeres. You have 22 days that start from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and end in Tisha B'Av. And already the different Sfarim has brought down the equivalence between Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which is the opposite of the buildup from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. But you see that sometimes that buildup, that Hachana that we get to, is the time of 3 weeks. 3 weeks gives that the structure that we get to. One is the structure of Avelus, or the structure of Simcha. Maybe a Piremis, you could say, a Pidrush, that the 3 weeks that you have over here, it's also 3 weeks. We're getting out to the 3 weeks that belong to Shavuos. The 3 weeks, so to speak, of maturity that brings us until the end, until we get to that stage of going to a skoila, going to school, going to get tired. That's where we change over here. The doing Sfiras HaOmer, We have the 7 weeks, which are multiple by 7 days, each one of them, and they're divided into the 7 midos, the 7 ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world, as it's brought down in the pasuk that we say every morning, Lecha Hashem Agdulo, Ve'agvura, Ve'atiferes, Ve'anetzach, Ve'ahoid, Kichol Ba'ashwayim Ve'aretz, Lecha Hashem Amlocha. These are the 7 midos, ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world. On the fifth week of Sfiras HaOmer, the fifth midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in him with, is called Hoid. Pesach Sheni is the beginning of the week of Hoid. So I heard from Moshe Zatzal and brought down many places. This midah of Hoid of Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's different ways to explain it. Hoid is Lashon Hoid V'Hodar, is the shining, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Hoid. There is, and different other explanations where the Hoid refers to. But one way is to say that Hoid is a Lashon of Hoidah. Hoid and Hoidah is the beginning of the word Hoidah. Hoidah means admitting. What does it mean Hoid is admitting? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, admits and agrees to what human beings down here say. The gilui of the midah of Hoid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, accepts what we initiate down here. Where was the beginning of this concept, as we started this year with? That's the idea of Pesach Sheni. The people came on their own and they initiated something that they didn't deserve. They said, we want Pesach Sheni, we want a Pesach. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'll give you. I'll give it to you. So Pesach Sheni is the first day of the week of Hoid.
And Leah naming Yehuda was also a first.
Yeah, it's connected.
Hoidah.
Hoidah has to do with Hoidah. But the week
chesed.
Of...
Chesed Shebehoid.
Yeah, Chesed Shebehoid means the first day of Hoid. The first day of Hoid is the Pesach Sheni. That comes right above. And now this is not the topic today. Hopefully we'll get to it next week. We spoke about it a little last year. So when you get to the fifth day of the fifth week, which means the Hoid Shebehoid, the ultimate Hoidah, that's the day of Lag B'Omer, that's the day of the Giluim of Yeshua Bar Yochai, which is the ultimate Torah that could come from down here in this world. So hopefully we'll get back to that. But this week of Hoid, this fifth week of the Sfiras HaOmer, the time of Pesach Sheni, starts that thing that we're on the process to go for Pesach Teshuvos. We're building up a Tzuras Adam, a person here who can stand on his own. So until Pesach Sheni, we're just getting from above. You know, we're just still eating for the matzah that we get out of Mitzrayim that came from there. But here starts our part, which we're ultimately going to get to Shavuos, where we take and get Mamish Bailum on Torah. But where does that start? Where that stage begins? It begins in Pesach Sheni. So with that, we can answer the questions. Why are we waiting until Yudalit to do Pesach Sheni? So the Zohar told us, because that's the end of the influence of Pesach. Being until now you have Pesach, and here you're starting what you're doing. And maybe that's what the Baal Turim means. Baal Turim says you can do an Ibriyur. What does it mean you can do an Ibriyur? What does the Ibriyur depend on? What does it mean that you add a month to the year? Who decides to add a month to the year? Does the Torah decide to add a month to the year? No, it's we initiate. Obviously we have guidelines how to do it. We don't just make it at random. But based in Am Yisrael, human beings make a decision of if to add a month or not to add a month. So says the Baal Torah, like a migoy, we could make this into Pesach if we want to. If Beis Din would decide to add a month to the year, Pesach would be now. So you see that we're so powerful. There's so to speak, such a powerful koyach to Adam that he can make this into Pesach. So therefore, this is when we're talking about the day. I mean, it's a remez what the Baal Torah is referring to. We are talking about a day where a human being is in control. Where does that come? Pesach Sheni? Because Pesach Sheni, you know, says about Turim, we can make it to Pesach. You see the power of Adam. We asked, what is the idea of Pesach Sheni that doesn't have chometz? And I don't think we have time to get into it too much. But Kedua, chometz always refers to the physical in the world. On the regular Pesach, we are under the realm of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not. Nobody's considering what we are. We're eating matzah with no chametz at all. But in Pesach Sheni is when we're starting to be ourselves. So there we have matzah, but we have also chametz. We have the matzah from above, but we have also us, our physical existence in the world as well with the matzah. That's the answer in short. And what we're taking from this, what is Pesach Sheni all about for us? What we see from here is Pesach Sheni starts a process. We're getting ready to get Torah. And the process to get Torah for us is that we need to prepare ourselves to be Torah. We're supposed to be a kli. We're supposed to be a vessel who Torah could go into. It's creating an Adam, a human being, who's prepared to receive Torah means that it's Adam who is working on himself, working on his physicality, working on his body, working on his desires, to be a person who can get Torah and Shavuos. Now it's the time where that switch has to happen. You're not anymore fitting up from above without you doing anything. I mean, obviously the whole 49 days of the sphere is a build-up. But here's where the switch has to actually happen. Pesach Sheni for us is a day that, we're getting towards Torah. We're 3 weeks before Torah. It's a switch towards that. It's where the Pesach, the matzah ended, and we now started doing our own thing. That's what we have to do. And every Pesach Sheni, we don't do Tachnon. We're taking the Taniers because we're already getting prepared for Shavuos to be Mekabla Torah, the Emes Ubelev Shalom.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.